Late ill kid at one youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of On Screen. Tonight we're talking about Black Lightning's mid-season finale and how we felt about it. Are you digging it? Are you not digging it? Are you on board yet? Are you not on board? Were you on board and now falling off? All that jazz is about to happen right now. Big shout out to everybody that's in the chat already watching. I don't see anybody already talking, so I don't know who you are to shout you out. But if we're looking at the regular, you know, the usual suspects, I'm going to go on and shout out Keith Cooper, Alan Lewis, Little Miss Chocolate, shout out King Hebrew, you know, all you guys that usually roll through the chat. Now, before we get started, big shout out to Kuro Brand for holding down my streams, holding down my daily videos. You know what I'm saying? Check yourself out a shirt. If you feel it, go on and cop it. Also, Nerd Soul, if you want to pick up yourself a shirt and other designs there as well, nerdsoul.com. Or sorry, thatnerdsoul.com. Check it out. Shop.thatnerdsoul and get yourself a little tea for you or your playettes. But now let's talk about the show. How did you feel about the episode in general? Because I don't know, man. I don't know where our family gonna be at. Because Lynn is falling apart. Jeff is not, he's not taking this too well. Him and Anissa, you know, they back and forth with it. You know, Gamby, everybody has been fractured due to Jen's move with leaving and running away. So there's a lot going on where this thing left me uncertain. Like, I think that's the best way to describe this, is that it's just, this whole thing is just a ball of uncertainty. But we did get some nice glimpses into some new players in the game. And I'm happy to see that. I'm excited to see that. I want to see where that goes. Let's see in the chat. Let's see. Cassandra Sellers, what's up? Cassandra's in the house. She's on the West. Oh, I didn't know you were on the West Coast. Cassandra, what's up? What's up? All right, cool. You're on the West Coast. Cool, no doubt. Big shout out to Cassandra Sellers. but I'm going to get into the very beginning where they cut and they split up. I was surprised that the poison kind of hurt your boy Khalil the way it did. Because, you know, they even said in the episode, like, yo, you had all these, you know, different antibodies and stuff inside with the poisons to be painkiller. How is this hurting you? You know what I'm saying? Or shouldn't you be able to heal fast from this? So I was surprised. Now, I did think splitting up was a dumb move. It's just in TV, you just never split up. All right? Don't ever split up. It's a bad idea. But in this case, I think this led to Jen's discovery of more powers. We saw that she was able to kind of like overvolt the system and unlock a whole bunch of like cabinets at the medical spot. So that was cool. We also saw that she was able to kind of like see electricity without using any kind of enhancements or whatever. That was cool. And also her having her like inner dialogue with different versions of herself, also with the young lady, and I can't think of her name, but Erica plays her, and it's nice to see Jen. I think these couple episodes have done a good job of showing Jen's powers kind of increase and evolve just a little bit, and I think that's something that, you know, we could use, we could enjoy, we need a little bit more of. But when it comes to Khalil, boy, I gotta give him props. You know what I'm saying? Khalil normally would get on my nerves. Normally. But I do think here, especially at the end, you see him try to talk some sense into Jen on some like, yo, look, you don't need to do all this for me. You know what I'm saying? You got a good family, you got a great foundation, you got a good home. I don't want you to live the life that I'm living. you know, regardless of our relationship, you know, I want you to just be in a better situation, in a better, you know, in a better stance when it comes to all this craziness that I'm on the run. I don't want you to live the life of being on the run. And I respect that, you know what I'm saying? Because normally I feel like he'd be the one that'd be a little more selfish, like, yeah, girl, just stay with me no matter what. But he did take the time out to say, look, you know, just because I'm living this life doesn't mean that you have to. I don't want you to, you know, kind of thing. So I got to give him some kudos on that. Also, big shout to the fact that, you know, he could have kind of broke down and did the whole kind of like corny thing that, you know, Jim was about to make fun of him of. But he was like, I'm going to keep that memory for myself, you know, when he thought he was near the end. And I thought that was something else that was really cool for him, too, that kind of helped. I think it kind of helped bring him through, kind of helped give him something to hold on to while he was waiting for, you know, who knows what, you know, just holding out hope. So I got to give props to your boy, Khalil. Khalil, last episode, I was like, you know what, you kind of get on my nerves. But Khalil, now, you know what, I got to give it to you. Khalil, you're making me proud. Also, I like the kind of reminiscing part when they thought that, you know, things were all bad, the kind of reminiscing point. That was good to give a little insight into just their life before now, their high school life, when they were first meeting each other and hearing about each other. I thought that was cool. Also, big shout out to the strength power up and the level up from your girl, Jen, when she was like, yo, I ain't afraid to torture nobody. Now, on the flip side, big shout out to Dominatrix Cutter or Dom Cutter. I like that she was like, look, we all gonna die. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about this. Shock me at will if you want to, but I ain't gonna move. I ain't gonna shake, and I ain't giving up nothing. So big shout out to her because she held strong. She could have spilled the beans, but she didn't. Now, Little Miss Chocolate, what's up? Big shout out to Little Miss Chocolate. Derry, see Daryl in the house. Great episode. Big shout out to all you guys in the chat. Thanks for checking me out. Going to hit that thumbs up. You can hit that thumbs down. But if you do, I'm going to tell Tobias on you and you ain't going to be happy. Now, moving on. I like to see how the fracture among Anissa, amongst Jeff and Gamby kind of helped them hobble along in this episode. Because there's a lot of things that they're dealing with that they haven't really resolved. You know, Anissa and Jefferson Pierce, they got their thing. Jefferson and Gamby got their thing. And Anissa and Gamby got their thing. And it's not particularly resolved just yet, but seeing them kind of sort of put things down for them to find Jennifer, it was cool to see them work through their problems, especially when it came to a head in the parking lot. I thought that was kind of cool and strange, and I'll say strange in a second, but I thought it was cool because you see these people at their breaking points, at their various different breaking points, and trying to help each other keep it together. But y'all also in broad daylight in public. Like, Jefferson Pierce was really trying to fly off with his dad gear on. All right, look, y'all in public, you can't just be taking off in flight wearing, like, you know, your clothes from Kohl's, all right? You just can't do that. All right, you gotta be undercover, deep undercover, or at least have your suit on. All right, you can't just be wearing normal clothes, some dad jeans, and take off in flight. And big shout out to your boy Gamby showing that he still got it. See, he put that blocker in that dude when he came and tortured him, cut a couple fingers off, but he also gave your boy the beat down. Well, not a true beat down, he just threw him on the ground. But he showed Jefferson, don't let the old age fool you. You know what I'm saying? I'll put you in the dirt, all right? I'm just saying. So I thought that was cool because sometimes when things come to a head, they have to get physical. And seeing that they're able to go physical, but then also apologize for it later in the episode was nice. And seeing them all work together in tandem and figuring things out and figuring out how to be a team is what I thought was really cool in this, man. I thought it was definitely a point of interpersonal relationships that needed to be seen. I think it was something that they could have glossed over, but I'm glad that they didn't. Big shout out to Twande. I hope I'm not screwing up your name. What's the name of the guy at the end of the episode? Now that I didn't catch that. I didn't catch his name. I just know he's a teleporter and apparently he'll be in Freeland pretty soon. But trying to think, did anyone else in the chat, did any of you catch his name? I don't think he said his name. I think he just, I'm pretty sure he just got the call and he was like, you know, I'll do it for whatever money and I'll be there in Freeland. So I'm not sure if we got a name just yet or if it's already based on a character from the comics, because in television it's weird because sometimes the adaption, they'll change something so much that you might not know that particular character's name. But let's go on and talk about him while we're there. I love teleporters. I do. For the exact reason that we saw in this episode. Just being able to move like that. Just move. And then like beat people down, shoot people, whatever, block shots, hide from shots. All that stuff is extremely cool. I love teleporters. Nightcrawler from Age of Apocalypse is one of the comic book storyline, we're not gonna talk about the movie. But in the comic book storyline, not Kurt Wagner, but Kurt Darkholm was just so cool. He had the sword, he's dope. It's old, it's a lot of reading, but if you get a chance to check out Age of Apocalypse, it's from like the 90s, X-Men storyline, it's really cool. It's super convoluted because it's time travel, but it's a lot of fun. Now back to this dude, I'm amped. And I hope that he provides a doorway to a long-term villain for himself and Dominatrix Cutter. Because I think both of them serve as very unique power sets to offset Thunder and, also Lightning, because they'll be fighting them again. So these two could be like the brand new, I can't remember, old girl that got killed, that the vice principal killed. But, you know, these two could be the brand new two to replace the old two that got killed. Now, honestly, Tobias killed the dude on his own. He killed him. So he just, that's Tobias' fault. All right. But the vice principal, she did kill old girl. Was it Cyanide? Yeah, she killed Cyanide. So, I mean, hey, look, it's on her. Now, let's see. Little Miss Chocolate said he was awesome. Yeah, like super dope. I love teleporters. And then with the ability that Dominatrix comes with, and I've been calling her Dominatrix. I know her name is Cutter, but she need to stop dressing like a Dominatrix, and I'm just calling her Dom Cutter from now on. So Dom Cutter, her ability to just throw knives the way she does, plus the teleportation, that could be a great power set for our, you know, for our heroes to come up against. Because that's something that, you know, it's hard to fight. When, especially thinking that she might be a low-level telekinetic, plus the blades are poisonous, then other dude he's a teleporter, and he obviously handles a gun pretty well. This could be a great, great offset between them and, of course, Tobias, along with whoever else he employs, because we're going to get into, you know, your boy Billy, you know, the Blue Ranger in just a second. But seeing them all come together will be a pretty formidable, you know, formidable alliance for the Lightning fam to come up against. big shout out to, Daryl already said, all right, just make sure I didn't miss anybody. Now, to talk about the Blue Ranger, seeing him in this was surprising. I did not expect to, I had no idea. Now, of course, they do put casting news out there, but I'm not able to follow it all. So when I saw him, I thought it was really dope to be like, oh snap, yo, they got, you know, like all the brothers and sisters in this joint, like everybody getting that money, except me. Black Lightning, writers, staff, executive producers, Salim Akil, Mar Brock Akil, look, hi, your brother. I could drive a taxi or something in Freeland. I could like work at the gas station at Freeland. Holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm here in LA. Holla at me. Wherever y'all shooting, I'll fly over there. I'll make it happen. Y'all shooting in Atlanta. I know it's Atlanta. At least some of the stuff in Atlanta, because that is definitely Atlanta. Just holla at me. I get a nonstop to Atlanta. I do a couple scenes and I'll be out. You know what I'm saying? Let your boy be in there. Why you letting everybody else black be in there? I'm just saying, holla at me. Let me get a taste. Let me get a little bit of that black lightning money. But back to this. I like having him surface at this time because this is a time for Tobias where I think he's really trying to rebuild his squad because he's lost a lot. You know, his sister's gone. The dude that he killed, well, you know, he gone because he killed him. And then the dude, man, Lala, he gone. So he ain't got him mind controlled no more. And then on top of that, Cyanide gone. And now the one dude that he thought he might be able to control and make kill people, you know, Painkiller, he gone. So he's at a very important part of his journey as well. And I know this is not like a hero's journey. He's a bad guy. But, you know, in his journey as well to rebuild. I mean, he's got to bring his own team back. He's got to come with something. He's got to, you know, take it to another level to be able to at least maintain some type of power structure in his own criminal organization. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be, it's going to be a good thing for him to get old boy that's like PhD and super duper smart because he's going to need people to build stuff, make stuff. And then, you know, he's going to need bad guys like henchmen to do things too. So it's nice to see like the good guys building and the bad guys building. You know, Tobias is putting together his little dream team and we'll see how they work out. You know, we did get a glimpse of January 21st and what it'll look like. And it seems like things are just escalating further and further and just getting worse and worse. And I mean, that's bad for the Lightning family, but it's good for us because in the last episode, we saw Tobias on some like, hold up. This is the second time one of them Pierce girls been in trouble and Black Lightning showed up. So, you know, I mean, Tobias ain't dumb. Just like Henderson, he ain't dumb. Tobias is either going to be like, all right, Black Lightning either knows that family or Black Lightning is in that family. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it ain't going to be hard to put two and two together. I am just saying. It ain't going to be 22. That's all I'm saying. Now, see, real quick. In this episode, I wanted to see more fight scenes. Better than last episode. No good fight scenes. Disappointed. Yo, you know what? I will say that. Even though I enjoyed what we learned in this episode, we didn't. You're right. We didn't get any. We got that spurt at the end with the dude that teleports, but we didn't get any, you know, we didn't get any like Jin versus Dom. We didn't get her name is Dom Cutter for real, yo. But we didn't get Jin versus Dom. We didn't get Black Lightning versus anybody. This episode was really all about how this is tearing up, you know, essentially tearing up the Pierce family. And that's good because we learned a lot. It's also could be seen as a bad thing because it's like we didn't get the fireworks that normally come with a mid-season finale. And this, you know what? It almost seems like this mid-season finale should have been the episode before the mid-season finale. Now that you got me thinking, Little Miss Chocolate, thank you, Little Miss Chocolate, for throwing it. Now that you got me thinking about this, this is almost like the lead up to the episode that is, you know, that is that episode where it's like, this is the mid-season finale. It's going this down. But you know what? I have to give that to you. We didn't get the fireworks. I think we learned a lot. We set all the pieces in motion, but we didn't get them fireworks. I'm surprised. You know what? Now I might have to back up my thoughts on this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because we didn't get no fights. We didn't get no fights. You know what? We didn't get any fights. And now you got me thinking like, yo, did they hoodwink your boy? You know what I'm saying? Because I do like episodes with a lot of knowledge in it. But, and we saw some chess moves with Tobias putting the, you know, kind of getting old boy to come to the club, giving him money, kind of throwing women at him, throwing the life at him, showing him what power is like, and pretty much getting him to say, whatever you need, I'll do it. But we didn't really get the flames, the fire that we needed. Let's see. Little Miss Chocolate says, exactly. Oh, Cassandra just saw Jen cut the woman's face. Yeah, Dom. Yo, she came quick with that. Whoo, old girl came quick with that. She was like, it's in my necklace. Yo, the antidote came fast, boy. She cut her, I think it was a total of maybe 10, 20 seconds before she was like, it's in my necklace. All right, it's in my necklace. Look, stop playing. All right. At first, she was all hard, like, we all die. We all gotta die. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta do nothing but stay black and die. You can tase me all you want. Then all of a sudden, she get the poison, and old girl, like, could you go on my necklace, please? So, you know, we see how hard she really is. Now, that's how I feel about the episode as a whole. There's one more thing I want to drop. Lynn, I feel like Lynn need to sit down. All right? Lynn, sit down. Think of what Lynn did this episode. You ain't make nothing better. You ain't fix nothing. You didn't move a piece around the board at all. All you did is get on people's nerves. All right? Just sit down. That's all I need you to do. Sit down. Let the professionals handle it. Thunder, Gambi, Black Lightning, they are on the case. You are a doctor, all right? Doct. That's what I want you to do. I want you to doct. Doctorize. Or do that. This does not, it doesn't require a doctor. What I need you to do is sit down and get out of people's way, stealing guns and stuff, sneaking into the sanctum and doing everything you ain't supposed to be doing. Sit down. Stop going talking to mamas, all right? Because them mamas ain't going to show you nothing but an old picture, all right? And don't be, just sit your butt down. Because she ain't accomplished nothing. And I know she's racked with grief. But hasn't Jen been gone for only like 2 days? I mean, ain't that bad. Now, at the same time, we do know that Tobias is trying to kill Khalil. And the general idea is that any collateral damage is not going to hurt anyone's feelings too much. But professionals are on the case, Lynn. All right, Lynn, just ease it up. They've got it. They got this. Well, just chill, because they got it. They cool. They got this. Just you sit down. Just matter of fact, stay at the house. That's what I want you to do. Don't even sit down, because you could try to sit down anyway. Stay at the house. All right, and wait. You know what? Jen might call the house. All right, so you need to stay at the house. That's what you need to do. All right. Little Miss Chocolate with exactly for the old joint. Cassandra Sellers. man, it's true. Now, real quick, to you guys, what do you think's going to happen when we come back? What do you think's going to happen on the other end of the season? Going and throwing your chats. I'll throw in my ideas in a second. But seriously, what are you thinking? What are you interested in? What do you think's going to happen? How do you think this is going to come out? For me, I think we're going to end up with a season finale that does not have our heroes in a good place. Because last season, our heroes essentially kind of won. But this time, I'm not so sure. Straight up, I'm not so sure. I think this season, we end with Tobias on top. Last season, our heroes generally won. Tobias got the briefcase, but for the most part, it was generally accepted that the Pierce family came out on top. I think this season we're being led down a path where our season finale is going to have our family maybe not losing, but definitely in a more precarious situation than they were in the first season. I think there'll be a family unit again. I think they'll all come back together, and I think Khalil will be on their side, but I think they'll be in some very hot water because Tobias is stacking the deck, man. And we don't know who else he's put a call out to. Because, like he said, he was talking to his sister. He crazy, but he was talking to his sister. And she said, you got to do stuff differently. So he's going to shake things up a lot. And I don't know how he's going to shake things up. But something has me thinking that Black Lightning is going to face a lot of adversity. Thunder, they're going to face a lot of adversity. I think they're going to be found out. Like, Tobias is going to find out their real identities. I think they're going to be in a lot of trouble. And I think there's going to be another attempt on Gamby's life. Gamby is going to be in a lot of danger. Like, you know, mad danger. You know what I'm saying? Danger! It's just, it ain't going to be good. You know, it's, so that's what I'm thinking for the rest of the season. And also the season finale. I think that's how it's going to come out. Let's see. No, oh, wow. We ain't got nobody. Ain't nobody. Y'all ain't got no predictions? Not even you, Little Miss Chocolate? Well, check this. Besides that, I think this show has been doing an awesome job of balancing family, balancing the battle within the family and the battle without the family. I think this has been a great look at heroism with a family involved, because a lot of shows that have to do with heroes, even Fantastic Four to a certain degree, is a little different because they're kind of all grown. You're dealing with a family where you have one grown daughter, but then you have a daughter that's still kind of on the cusp of womanhood, and she's not yet an adult. And you have a father that has to kind of still be a father. He's not like Oliver, where we don't know where that boy is. You know what I'm saying? Oliver ain't no real daddy. You know what I'm saying? Barry ain't no daddy. You know what I'm saying? Supergirl ain't no mama. You know what I'm saying? They kind of get to roam however they please, pretty much. But Pierce and his family are such a large part of this show. And the black love that we get in it is amazing. Also, the skin tone that we get in it is amazing. And the writing, man, the references. You're All I Need at the end of this episode. Bruh, man, we just finished covering Method Man's album, what, Takao, like a couple weeks ago on Beast Vibes Life. So it's like, it, yo, man, I was just like, yo, the references for music, the references in the dialogue, this show is a black show unapologetically, and I love that for it. Just, man, it's so good. Super good. So, guys, with that said, since there are no predictions, see, y'all hiding y'all predictions. Don't be scared to throw a prediction out there. But since there's no prediction, I'm going to say, guys, thank you for checking me out. This was a cool episode. We got to wait a little bit, but we will be back on January 21st. It's going to be a new day. I really don't care what day it is because I'm going to still watch it. Let's see. Oh, Cassandra said, I agree. Tobias will be on top. Let's see. Little Miss Chocolate said we might have an exciting next season, but I still don't know. Yo, man. So, yo, you know, I will say this. You never know with this show, and that's a good thing of how they handle the writing. And not in a way where they're always trying to surprise you, but just in a way where they're always looking at unique takes on superhero genre. And I think this is really cool. So before I bounce, I want to give a shout out to Little Miss Chocolate, Twande Kearney, Cassandra Sellers, let's see, Daryl, let's see, Alan Lewis, Keith Cooper, Thought Crimes. Big shout out to Thought Crimes family. Big shout out to Marquita from Loungin. Big shout out to Arcatron from Beast Vibes Life. This Thursday, we will be covering the top 10 MCs. Thursday night, 9 PST. And also, big shout out to Kuro Brand. Make sure you check them out. K-U-R-O Brand. Dope shirts. Cool stuff to check out. Also, don't forget shop.thatnerdsoul.com. Super cool. And let's see. Yo, Daryl said, I wish more people watched this show. It's strange. I feel like a lot of people are watching this show, but it's like they ain't talking about it. It's weird because, I mean, the show got a second season, so, I mean, somebody's watching it. And, you know, people are reviewing it on YouTube. Like, I'm not, like, the only person reviewing it. There's tons of cool people reviewing the show, but it's like, it seems like it's like cocaine, man. Like, you know people are doing it, but they ain't revealing themselves. Oh, man, don't hold me to that. Oh, man. But, yes, very amazing show. So, guys, thank you for coming out, chatting with me, talking with me. Love this episode. We learned a whole lot. But you're right, Little Miss Chocolate. I wish I got some more bone-cracking moves. But I guess they tried to make up for it with all the killing at the end. Try to give you a little, little, a little piece of killing at the end. But also, big shout out to the medical center in this episode that apparently has no security. Like, yo, straight up, I'm in LA and I don't know where y'all are at, but check it. Don't think you're gonna roll up into Cedar Sinai and just be grabbing all kinds of drugs and needles and stuff. It's not gonna happen. I don't care what kind of superpowers you got. They're gonna be on them cameras so fast. Look, yo, medical center, unknown medical center, step your game up. That's all I'm saying. Just step up your game. All right, so guys, from me to you, thank you for watching. Hit that thumbs up. Thank you, and follow me on all them channels from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at That Nerd Soul. Let's talk Black Panther. Let's talk Black Lightning. Let's talk X-Men. Let's talk Wu-Tang. Let's talk Star Trek. Whatever, I am down for that. Also, like I said, hit that thumbs up. You can hit that thumbs down, but if you do, I'm just saying, I'm gonna tell Tobias, and you know he don't play. That's all I'm saying. So for me to you, thank you for watching. Big shout out. Good night to everybody. And of course, peace.